Governor Rick Scott had pushed the idea almost from the moment he took office last year. All state of Florida employees would get $5,000 a year to help them buy health insurance, whether individual or family coverage. That concept resurfaced in the House Health and Human Services Committee, chaired by Robert Schenck, Republican of Spring Hill.
They will get a defined contribution, which means a set amount of money. And then they will be offered a cafeteria-type plan, which means that they can use all of that contribution to buy various health care coverages. They could use more than that if they want to contribute. They can use less than that, and if they use less than that, then they have options of putting it in things such as a health savings account or bringing it home in their paycheck.
Besides being more pricey than it should be, Schenck says state workers' present health coverage is behind the times, and his plan is the way the country is moving, or should be moving.
I think there's a general trend that if we really want people to be healthcare conscious, healthcare responsible, then they need to be giving more choices and more control over that. So I view this as not a private public, but in general, this is the way our society should be moving towards how we do healthcare in America.
Sam Bell with the Florida Pediatric Society says there's one more benefit lawmakers should consider.
I've got an actuarial report here that shows that it would actually save the state money.
Those savings could amount to about $7,000 a year for every state worker who's now signed up for family coverage. Individual health coverage could be closer to $1,000 per employee. It would be the employees who'd pay the difference if they opted to keep the kind of coverage they have now. Jacksonville Democrat Mia Jones thinks that's no bargain.
Knowing that the bill that you're presenting is going to require that additional dollars will come out of the pockets of the employees, and these are our employees that make the least money. So I would ask you to reconsider that.
Fellow Democrat Elaine Schwartz of Hollywood even put forth an amendment allowing state workers at the bottom of the wage scale to apply for the federally subsidized kid care program, something that didn't sit well with Representative Schenck, the bill's sponsor.
So what I would say to you, Representative Schwartz, is you can either withdraw or I'm going to ask the members to vote down your amendment. That's entirely your call, but it's not friendly, and we'll be voting it down if we vote on it.
Schwartz's amendment promptly failed on a party-line vote. In debate, West Palm Beach Democrat Mark Pafford said health coverage was quickly becoming one of the few decent benefits left to Florida's beleaguered state workers.
Now, I certainly understand and respect the idea that we need to save money in the state, but I would argue we're already there. We're the 50th leanest state. Do we really need to take this extra step and use choice as an excuse for limiting the type of health care and quality of care and access to care that I would argue would occur under this legislation?
Port St. Lucie Republican Gail Harrell countered that the new plan could actually wind up putting a few extra dollars into employees' pockets.
If you have a health savings account and you have additional funds that you have not consumed over the years, you can actually take that with you. It's your money.
And Ocala's Dennis Baxley insisted state workers will be far more savvy and frugal healthcare consumers if they have more figurative skin in the game.
I've been in emergency room treatment before, went through the whole process, went home. I didn't know for months even what the bill was. Had no clue. How could I be in charge of that purchase of my own health when I had no information?
Haines City Republican John Ward cited the words of a consultant the state had called in to evaluate the existing employee health care setup.
The state's current approach to its health plan is best described as paternalistic, whereby the state serves as the architect custodian of the plan, providing generous benefits and allowing employees to be passive and perhaps even entitled.
So the bill changing the health care situation for Florida's state workers passed the committee on a party-line vote. In the event the proposal makes it through the entire legislature, the plan's details would be worked out by an independent benefits consultant hired to help the Department of Management Services put the plan into effect. The Senate's leadership has also expressed interest in this kind of health care change for state employees. For WFSU-FM, I'm Tom Flanagan.